Hey everybody, welcome back. This is Casey Ritchie. I just wanted to give everyone a update on what we learned during our state convention this last week. We were there Monday through Wednesday. I haven't had a chance to record this episode, so this is going to be very quick. It's just what we kind of got a contract update from Jim Yates. Some of it is stuff that we've heard before, we've been hearing, and maybe some of it's a little new, so I'm just going to put it out here. I know a lot of us have been hearing, not hearing, but asking, when are we going to have a new contract? When are they going to arbitration? What's going on? What's the holdup? And he actually told us that they were getting together, the parties were getting together on May 1st to schedule for those hearings. So it's not just going to be a one-day thing. It's going to be over multiple days. And they are going to be calling witnesses. There will be attorneys there. Of course, people from the NALC headquarters and USPS headquarters all negotiating for our contract. As soon as we know what those dates are, we will put it out there on everything that we have on here, on our newsletter, on Facebook. So look out for that. We will let you guys know. But Jim Yates, he's our director of life insurance for headquarters. So this is kind of some stuff that he had to say. And our pay is one thing that everybody's interested in. I know that's something I'm certainly interested in. And hopefully we get a huge bump there to catch up with the economy. So just some things that the NALC is pushing for. And just to kind of explain how the NALC comes up with their negotiating position, it's something that I learned a few years ago going to my first national convention. We have national conventions every 2 years, and you are able to submit a resolution on the floor to be voted on by the delegates at the national convention. And just to walk you through one, we had Eric Bue, our vice president, actually submitted a resolution on the floor and it was voted on and approved. So now it's an official bargaining position of the NALC. So if you remember, during COVID, they had MOUs that extended how much annual leave we were able to roll over into the next year. It was 440 hours, I believe, that you could roll over. And then during COVID, they raised that amount to 520 hours. And ever since, COVID has been done, they have continued to leave it at 520 hours. They just agree to that every year. So that was something that Eric thought, hey, let's just have this a resolution. So he got with the state association, got the appropriate amount of signatures on there, submitted it to the floor, and now it's an official bargaining position of the NALC because it was voted yes and approved by the delegates at the national convention. So if we don't get that this contract, it's not like that resolution just goes away forever. Oh, we tried, just throw it in the trash, we'll start over. It continues to be the position of the NALC to negotiate for that until we ultimately get it. So all of the resolutions that have been passed and voted on and approved in the past are still the official bargaining position of the NALC. So that's kind of how they go to the table and negotiate these things. So let's just get into it. Pay. So what is the NALC trying to get in this contract? Get everyone on one pay scale. The goal is to have a much higher starting pay, lessen the time it takes to get to top step, and the time between steps will be uniform. So, kind of how Jim described it to us was they want it to look like table one on our current pay scale, how it starts at a much higher rate of pay than table two, lessen the time that it takes to get to top step. So currently, it takes 13.4 years to get to top step P. So lessen that time. And then, if you look at table one versus table two, on table one, the time it takes to get between each step is kind of random. It's not uniform. The first, let me look, I got one here. Yeah, the first two steps on table one is 96 weeks, and then it's 44 weeks for several steps, and then it goes to 34 weeks, 26 weeks, 24 weeks. But anyway, if you look at table two, it's all 46 weeks. So they said that our goal, our position is to get that uniform so that each step is the same amount of weeks between each step. And then if successful, change the pay table, it will result in close to 10% wage increase off the bat. So if we get all that stuff that I just mentioned, it will result in a 10% wage increase right out of the gate. Seeking 3 to 4% general wage increases and 100% COLAs across the pay scale. So currently, if you look at our pay scale, the only step that gets 100% of the COLA is top step. Every other step gets a percentage of the COLA based on whatever step you're on. So it is our position to negotiate for 100% COLAs across the pay scale. And then another thing everyone is interested in is, are we going to receive back pay? So everything we've heard from not only Jim, from Brian Renfro at previous things in president's meetings and things like that, is back pay is next to guaranteed. There is no signs that we will not get back pay. And in fact, they're already working on trying to calculate, what people have missed out on. So they're already working on that calculation. I guess they would just need to know an amount to plug in there for what they're going to pay. So just like the last contract, they will let us know that they'll pay us as soon as administratively practicable, which basically means, hang on, we're doing all the math, we don't want to screw it up. So we will receive back pay. And then we are negotiating to also receive back pay for the COLAs that we would have received if we were still receiving COLAs, because we all know the economy did not stop just because our contract expired. So that's the pay. That's where we're at on our pay. Some of the other things that you may have heard is all career workforce. So want to go away with CCAs and start right out at PTFs or career full-time regulars. So that's one goal. How much we pay as employees for healthcare premiums would have no change in the percentage. We pay in line with the rest of the federal government. So kind of how that was explained to us is that in years past, in contracts past, we were not in line with other federal agencies, and now we are. So it's our position that percentage that employees pay into the healthcare premiums will not change. We're prepared to go to arbitration, but to continue to negotiate. If any of you were around for the last contract, we actually went to arbitration. We were waiting on the arbitrator to issue a ruling, and while we were waiting, the parties at the top, the NALC and the USPS, agreed to a contract. So they're still going to continue to negotiate even after arbitration up to the arbitrator issuing a ruling. Something else, uniform program. So just something on that. Uniforms are outrageous. You can barely buy what you need with one uniform allotment. And so they're looking at ways to make that better, have a uniform policy. So it'll change a little bit if it's passed, if it's negotiated, where very similar to companies that have just uniforms given to them. You have so many just given to you throughout the year, and if one of them wears out or whatever, you just exchange it and you get a new uniform. So they're working on something different with our uniform. And then just to let you guys know, with those Citibank cards that we currently have, if you do not use your uniform allotment for the year, that money does not go back to the Postal Service. that money stays with Citibank. So it's almost forfeiting to Citibank if it's not used. So make sure you guys put a reminder in your phone. You can actually call that number on the back of the card and it will tell you how much you have left and what your uniform anniversary date is. So what I do is I just put a reminder in my phone, hey, you got to spend all your money. So do that. If you don't need anything, maybe purchase something for a CCA or someone that needs something. So just think about that. TRREAP. So this is something I believe we talked about it a little bit in the last episode, how it's going to continue. They do not want to continue TRREAP the way that it currently is. Or I should, we don't want it to continue the way it currently is. I know I've talked about its problems before, but TRREAP will not continue the way it currently is. There's no plans on extending it, but the parties are negotiating to have a joint route adjustment process in the contract. So that has been a bargaining position of the NALC for a very long time. So they're going to continue to do that. New overtime lists. So this is something that we were told that both parties came to the table and wanted the same thing. So that's very good. So one of the new overtime lists would be that you work on your non-scheduled day only. So all the other days of the week, you're not on the overtime list, and you can actually sign up to work on your non-scheduled day only. Another one would be the opposite. So you work all the overtime you want on every single day except your non-scheduled day. So you would be able to retain your non-scheduled day, work all the overtime you want, up to 12 hours, of course, on those normally scheduled work days. So that's the overtime list. Next thing I got, and it looks like maybe the last thing, is the right of refusal for work hour limits. So what does that mean? 12 and 60 is kind of what we refer to those as. Regular employees can work up to 12 hours in one day. And what this would do if it's negotiated is at 12 hours, employees would be able to refuse to go back out. Right of refusal. So in some places, there are employees that don't mind working over 12 hours and they would volunteer to do that. So if that would also allow them to volunteer and say, hey, I've got no problem, I'll continue working. But the employees that don't want to, they have the right to say no, drop the mail in the station and go home. And then the second part of that 60, the 60 hours is for the week. So if you work 5 11-hour days, you're at 55 hours. So after you get on that sixth day, you start working over 60 hours, you have the right to say no. And again, you can volunteer to go over it without penalty to the Postal Service. So that's what they're negotiating there. And then some of the things that he told us the Postal Service wants. So those are all things that we want. What's the Post Office want? That list is not very long, from what we were told anyway. One of them is to lessen the amount of annual leave we get per year. So the annual leave that we're able to take, how we draw our leave, they want to lessen that the hours that we get per year. Something else, of course, is they want to cut wage increases. So those are positions they have, I think, every single time they go to the table. They don't think that we're worth it, so they want to cut all that stuff, and they think we're overpaid, which of course we all think they're overpaid, right? So that's what I got on contract updates. Again, I think a lot of that is out there, a lot of that's on the table already. We've all been hearing that. The biggest thing was, when's arbitration going to start? And unfortunately, we don't have a date for that yet. We do know that the parties got together on May 1st. As soon as we know what those dates are, we will let everybody know. And outside of that, that's pretty much all I had. I know last week or last episode, I talked a little bit about the Disaster Relief Foundation. So again, if you were affected by any of those tornadoes, just to let you know a little bit about the disaster relief, our branch here in Oklahoma City, used to have our own disaster relief fund that we started back in on that May 3rd tornado, and National has started their own disaster relief. So what we did a few years ago is we voted to send the remaining funds we had in our disaster relief fund, and we actually sent all that to National with the approval of the membership. So National has their own, and you can apply for it on the NALC.org website. So go on there, encourage someone. If you know anyone that was affected by those storms that got damaged, that their house is damaged, their vehicles are damaged, they need uniforms, anything like that, just go on to NALC.org and apply for that. If you have any suggestions, comments, anything like that about this podcast, you can email 458podcast@gmail.com, or you can call up to the hall or comment on the Facebook page. Anyway, that's it. Until next time, everybody have a good week, good month, and we appreciate you listening. Thanks.